two congressmen who were the co-chairs asked CSIS about a hearing they had had where one of the department's commerce had come in and said, hey, we couldn't find this attack, this Chinese attack, until after they'd gotten in, and we still don't know how far they got, and we had to replace all the computers, and we put a filter in, but it didn't really work. And the State Department guys, it's a different part of the State Department from the continuous monitoring people, but the State Department guys in diplomatic security came in and said, we found it right away, we reverse engineered it, we built filters, we helped the other federal agencies put the filters in, we cleaned up our computers, and we got back in operation. And they had had this hearing, and they asked CSIS if they could find out why one department did so much better than the other department. Interesting question, right?
Yeah, right.
And they brought in Karen Evans and Frank Reeder to run the study.
Yeah.
So Karen and Frank finished a report just a couple months ago. And in it was a shocker, because you would have expected that the State Department had much better tools that can actually find bad things better than the tools that the Commerce Department had. But when they looked more closely, they found out that the Commerce Department actually had the more expensive and more advanced tools. But what the State Department had were people with specific skills that are rare in the field but absolutely essential if you're going to find this persistent presence that is getting into all the federal agencies. And that's what was so fascinating by the report. And what the other thing they found was that the current batch of certifications are not measuring those skills at all. So there's a need for a complete revamping of the certification world if you're going to actually have people with the key skills.
And that seems to have real implications, certainly on federal agencies, and as they're looking to find these people that have the right skills that help them accomplish their mission, which is to secure these systems.
Yeah, it's absolutely essential that when I hire a contractor, I know that the contractor doesn't just tell me his people know something because they've got three or four letters after their name, but they actually can do the work. We are at the same place that medicine was 100 years ago when you could become a surgeon in 6 weeks, a certified surgeon, and there were 100 schools around the United States where they'd certify you as a surgeon. And it was dangerous. It was killing a lot of people. And it wasn't until the National Board of Medical NBME, National Board of Medical Examiners, came into being, that we started to get medicine where we knew the doctors knew the best practices. And one of the outcomes of that CSIS report is a new institution. Dick Schaefer of NSA is part of it. Karen Evans is part of it. Frank Reeder, who wrote the Computer Security Act, is part of it. Jim Lewis from CSIS is part of it, called the National Board of Information Security Examiners, which is trying to do for security what the National Board of Medical Examiners did, which is find the key areas, find out what the skills are, and then measure them hands-on to revamp the certification regimen in the United States.
So, and again, make the connection. How is that important to helping agencies accomplish their missions, which, again, is securing these systems, which is a big challenge?
So here's the key, Chris. Right now, the perimeters that federal agencies thought they were building are built, but they're porous. So the Chinese and other criminals are getting through these, and they're getting inside the organization. Once they get inside, all your perimeter becomes useless. And now the key is to have the people who can find this persistent presence fast and get rid of it. And that's a huge set of skills. That's penetration testing skills to find out how they got in. It's reverse engineering skills. It's log monitoring skills. It's deep packet inspection skills. It's secure coding skills. It's all sorts of skills that are the essential ingredient for security people that agencies don't have because they don't have any way of asking for it. There's no way to say to a contractor, I need you to provide me these skills, because there's no way to measure it. So what this National Board of Information Security Examiners does is it gives the agencies a way to ask for a pen tester, for example. That's their first one. And know the pen tester actually knows best practices and can do it hands-on. It's very cool.
And we were talking before we started, part of this is a real transition that's going on in security where security almost gets ingrained in everything that happens in an organization in real time.
You're exactly right. The transition is, instead of writing about how bad security is every 12 months or every 3 years, which is what agencies have been doing. They had to do certification accreditation every 3 years. So they wrote about problems, and then they wrote plans for fixing them. But those plans had a nickname called Accredit and Forget It, because they'd write the plans, and then every 3 months they'd update the plans and leave everything on them. Mm. Only the easy ones got fixed. So instead of doing security, they got into a habit, an easier habit of writing about it. And the transformation that's taken place over the last 24 months is palpable, where people are monitoring. They've got full-time 24/7 situational awareness of the status of every machine. If a new machine shows up on their network that's unauthorized, they know about it immediately. These are completely different worlds from the ones we used to have. And now, in a few agencies, there are people who actually can look for this persistent presence. Those people are called hunters. It's actually a new name that was highlighted at the cybercrime conference earlier this week. Mm. In Atlanta, the idea of hunters, who are people who are looking for these infections inside the system, not on the perimeter, but inside the systems, and their skills they have to have are impressive. And we don't have right now, we don't have any way of knowing that somebody has those skills, and that's what the transformation is. I think agencies will be able to ask contractors to prove their people have the skills rather than just claim they have them.
And I mean, what a cool title. I'd love to be a hunter. But the skills that you need these days, the challenge is so difficult because you don't have that just secure perimeter. Information is everywhere, and you have to be very agile about how you protect it, don't you?
You have to be agile, and the bad guys are spending a very large amount of money to create innovative ways of hiding themselves once they get in. So you have to be agile and constantly improving your skills and your techniques, because if you don't, the bad guys will be passing you. It's an arms race, and it's one that the federal agencies have lost pretty clearly. They've kept most of it secret, but there's no major federal agency that hasn't been deeply penetrated and lost significant information. People you wouldn't expect to have lost significant information, tried to keep it secret because they don't want to talk about it, but they know internally how bad the problem is, and that's why I think this transformation is taking place.
I want to ask you one last question, then I'll let you go. We're in this age of austerity, and that doesn't seem to be impacting the cyber security world as much. And yet, I know there's a lot of concern. I was talking to a chief information security officer the other day. They're trying to get the right people and the right skills, and yet you have this debate over federal pay going on, and a lot of people with those good skills all of a sudden are saying, hold on, is the federal government, is the federal space a place where I want to spend time?
I'm seeing the opposite. I'm actually seeing some of the best technical people moving into certain areas of government where they get really great management and good opportunities to do technically challenging work. They're leaving the contractors where they were forced to do the paperwork exercises so they can actually do hands-on security work. So I know what you're saying is true. What I think is most interesting about the savings is that we're spending approximately $300 million a year on those useless reports that people do every 3 years. That's less money than you need to do 24/7 monitoring of pretty much all the machines, meaning the transformation is just a matter of moving the money from writing the reports to actually building the skills, and the contractors could do it too if they weren't fighting to keep on writing reports. But if you move the money from writing reports to actually automating and hunting, you can radically improve security without adding any more money to the budget.